Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Like many kids in my generation, I first learned to love nature simply by looking at it. Even though we lived in a suburb of a large metropolitan area, there was still a fair amount of wildlife around, insects and birds and chipmunks, who I greatly adored and admired. And like most of the kids at that time who were interested in animals, I turned to books, all kinds of books about animals. What were considered factual books at that time, but also fiction, all kinds of fiction, and also poetry. As I got older and decided I wanted a career in medicine, and particularly veterinary medicine, and how the interaction of human and animal behavior, health, and their relationship affected each other, I kept doing the same thing. I kept reading both fiction and nonfiction. As time went on, naturally added video, DVD, and all the forms of visual media to that too. During that time, I gained a tremendous amount of respect for poets when it comes to expressing nature. And of all the companion animal species that lend themselves to poetry, I don't think any species does so more than the cat. Because of this, when a client introduced me to a book of poetry called I Could Pee on This and Other Poems by Cats, which was written by Francesco Marci... Oh, forgive me, sir. By Francesco Marcialiano, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. If I'm not, I sincerely apologize to the author. This particular author is, in my estimation, the poet laureate of cat poetry. He has a way of summing up feline behavior and the human-feline bond concisely and with a sense of humor that few individuals can pull off with such elegance. He also has a way of picking those incidents that are familiar to every cat owner. Consider this poem, entitled Elegy for a Toy I Broke. You no longer jingle, you no longer roll, you no longer do anything, since I had to see what made you work. I can't deal with all this guilt. I can't express my deep, deep grief. I can't believe what a cheap piece of crap you were. Seriously, I hardly touched you before you broke. Is that quintessential cat or what? Or if you've ever engaged in a game with a cat that the cat really liked, this poem called This Will Never End sums it up perfectly. It's been 4 days since we started. It's been 3 days since you ate. It's been 2 days since your boss called and fired you for being late. But you're the one who did this, the one who put the feather on the string, the one who waved it for me to play, the one who made my heart just sing. So welcome to your eternity. I suggest that if you're a cat lover like I am, or you know anyone is, you consider this book. Buy it as a gift for yourself, or buy it as a gift for all the true cat lovers you know, because they'll laugh. They'll laugh out loud like I did, as they recognize features of themselves and the cats they've known past and present. It's a celebration of feline behavior and the human-animal bond, the likes of which I don't think you'll find in weighty tomes with many, many more pages, or in heady scientific articles. It's the kind of book you'll pick up and you'll reread when you're down in the dumps. It's the kind of book that if you know anything about cats, it will make you laugh.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.